This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday. Let's get the mouth going now. Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really am. I sincerely appreciate everyone tuning in on Saturday. Let's get the logistics out of the way real quickly. If you want to interact with the program, we make it very easy for all you goobers to do that. You can simply send a text message to the word Mike to this phone number, 57739. Just text the word Mike to 57739. If you want to follow me on all the social media platforms, that's real easy to do. You can just simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you'll find all the social media icons. You can stream us live there. And you can also, on that page, you can pick up the podcast for the weekend. So if you want to listen to the program, you know, over and over and over again because you've got insomnia, well, you can try to do that by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Let's get started on something that normally I am in a good mood. Don't get me wrong. I'm in a very good mood today because my allergies have been driving me nuts, and I finally got that kind of fixed. But I want to talk about energy for a minute. Energy. I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't have a clue what any of you are doing right now, but I could guess. Well, one thing you're doing, if you're listening to this program, you prove my point. You are consuming energy to listen to this program. You're, whether it's, you know, does anybody still have a battery-powered radio? If you don't, let me, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, suggest to you that you might want to have a battery-powered radio. And the reason for that is, if the power goes out, which apparently it's doing all over the country because it's hot, and we have a grid that sucks. So if you want to be able to hear the latest news or information about, you know, a crisis situation, then you need a battery-powered radio. But where do those batteries come from? Where does the radio come from? All of that comes because energy has been used to produce that product, whether it's the radio or the battery. You might be driving around listening in your car. You might be home fixing breakfast or cooking a snack or whatever you're doing, but whatever you are doing today, I guarantee you, you're consuming energy. Even those of you who are flat out laying on your couch, not doing a thing, but just laying there like a bunch of slobs, well, you're using energy. You've got a light bulb on somewhere. Maybe you've got a single light bulb hanging from the ceiling of your room where your nasty futon is. You're consuming energy. Whatever you had for breakfast this morning or lunch, whatever you're going to have, you're consuming energy. And why do I emphasize that? Because we're now living in a country, but we're now living in a world with this idea that energy is somehow bad and we've got to make this huge transition is becoming the narrative. It's becoming the kind of, I don't want to say common sense because there's no common sense to it whatsoever, but it's becoming the common acknowledgement that unless we do something different, we're going to run out of energy. The President of the United States of America, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., who, despite having 267 vaccines or vaccine shots, COVID vaccine shots or COVID shots, whatever you want to call them, and apparently 1,267 boosters, is still hiding in the residence with COVID. but yet he's able to come out onto the balcony of the South Portico and deliver this message.
That bill will lower prescription drug costs by giving Medicare the power to negotiate for lower drug prices. Lower drug prices. That's something the American people have been promised for years, for decades. And we're on the verge of finally getting that done. The bill also keeps down health care insurance costs by keeping health care premiums for those on the Affordable Care Act down $2,400 a year. It'll make historic investments in clean energy, security. The security of the country is at stake.
The security of the country is at stake by transitioning to green energy. Now, I had a conversation yesterday with an individual who has an incredibly successful company, employs 700 people, that provides all of the, well, they basically provide the energy to any kind of structure you can imagine, whether it's a government structure, it's a product, or it's a facility, whatever it is, they provide energy. And off air, we were talking about how neither one of us, and you might find this shocking as a conservative talk show host, as one who is basically very conservative and libertarian at the same time, that I really don't have a problem with so-called green / renewable, whatever you want to call it, fairy dust energy. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the idea that today, as the president says, somehow that's going to provide for the security of the nation.
Energy. Clean energy, security. The security of the country is at stake.
Yeah, the security of the country is at stake. Until and unless, we get to the point where whatever this amorphous kind of vague description of green renewable energy is, until we get to the point where it is able to provide everything that we do right now. Because if it doesn't, I want you to think about this. If green / renewable / fairy whatever dust energy you think is out there, if it cannot supply the kind of stable, somewhat cheap, because I put gasoline and propane and other fossil fuels kind of over here in its own little distinct price pocket right now. Unless that new green renewable energy can provide every single thing that we do in this country right now. Now, I don't give a rat's ass about any other country. I only care about the United States of America right now to this extent. And that is that we should be energy independent, and we should have all the clean, cheap energy that we can possibly get. Because whether you want to believe it or not, wind and solar cannot maintain your standard of living. Now, everybody has a different standard of living. I've got one, you've got one, that goober over there has one. Every goober's got a different standard of living. Some are, you know, we all look up to that standard of living. Some people look up to my standard of living. I look up to other people's standard of living, and I look down and I look at other people's standard of living, and I think to myself, I don't really want that. I want to be able to live in the comfort that I live in now, and I want to be able to live with the products and services that I choose to purchase or own or use, whatever, right now, and that's made available to me because of fossil fuels. So my question to you is this. Do you truly believe that right now, if we were to just stop, which this administration is trying to do, if we were to just stop the production of fossil fuels, oil products, natural gas, coal, do you think that you could maintain the same standard of living in this country that we have now? Well, the answer is no. You know that we couldn't do that. So let's go back to my point that I don't have an objection to green renewable energy, but only if it can give me the same standard of living that I have now. Remember when Barack Obama went over to Africa and he was talking to some college students, and it was hotter than hell, and it was miserable, and he told those kids that, you know, you ought to get a good education because you want to improve your country. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you can have air conditioning, because if you start getting air conditioning, well, then you're going to burn up the world. What a horrible thing to say. Because what that says is you have to accept the status quo as it is. And so if you live in an asshole country in Africa and you aspire to improve your country, you want to get a good education, and you've got great ideas, and you want to develop the natural resources of your country, Barack Obama said, you know, whatever it was, 14, 15 years ago, that no, you cannot do that. Well, he's wrong. We can do that. And we might be able to someday do it with solar. We might be able to someday do it with batteries. But until we get to that point, fossil fuel is what fuels this country and allows us to live the standard of living that we do. Now, let's take it away for a moment from the standard of living. The president said, again, let me back it up, listen closely.
$2,400 a year, and make historic investments in clean energy security. The security of the country is
at stake. The security of the country is at stake. So let's forget out, let's just wipe out all the discussion about our standard of living. Let's talk about national security. Now, right now, the world, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, probably for the rest of the hour, we're going to talk about what energy means to the stability of the world. But let's think about what energy means to the stability of the United States and to the national security of the United States, because this president is saying that green renewable energy is necessary to the security of this state, of this country. Well, I don't see any solar-powered planes. I don't see any battery-powered missiles. I don't see any, you know, tanks that run on biofuels. I don't see any national security apparatus, planes, missiles, ships, aircraft carriers, rocket-propelled grenades. I don't see any of that that is functioning on green, renewable energy. But what does fuel our national security? Fossil fuels. Have you seen the missile strafes as they've gone across Taiwan? Now, China was really smart. China didn't send those missiles across Taiwan at below a certain altitude, because that would have been invading Taiwan's airspace, and that would have been an act of war. So they sent the missiles way up in the sky, but they made sure they had contrails so that everybody could see the contrails way up in the sky. And, of course, what did we do? We do have the USS Ronald Reagan in somewhere near the Taiwan Straits, or at least somewhere in the Indo-Pacific region. We're moving, I think the USS Lincoln might be there. But some of those missiles landed in Japanese territorial waters. Let's think about Ukraine for a second. Ukraine is at a pivot point where Ukraine could suddenly have a burst of energy and really save things, or Russia could do the same thing and they could have a burst of energy. Or let's think about the mullahs in Iran. They are on the verge, or have, I believe they probably already have, developed a nuclear weapon. So if they have all those weapons, and all of our adversaries have those weapons, don't you get it that we need fossil fuels? And those fossil fuels, right this moment, are necessary to the security of this state, of this country. So if we lose all of that, what does it mean? I'm going to explain that next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What does it mean if we don't have fossil fuels and an abundant supply of energy to world peace? That's coming up next. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday. Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr. July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreftheater.com.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. The logistics are pretty easy for this program. You can text the word Mike if you have commentary, questions, compliments, complaints, whatever. It's pretty easy. Just text the word Mike to 57739. Open up that smartphone or dumb phone. Type in the telephone number 57739. In the body of the text, just start it with the word Mike and tell me whatever it is you want to tell me. Tell me to blow it off or whatever. Text the word Mike to 57739. You can also go to The Weekend with Michael Brown, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And there you can follow me on social media, and you can stream us live there, too. And it's also where you'll find the podcast. So I was talking at the in the last segment about everything that we do, both in our personal lives, and quite frankly, in your professional life, your business life, your work life, or if you're retired, just laying on the couch all day, even that, or in terms of our national security. It all relies upon a cheap, abundant source of energy. And I'm just telling you that right now, that whatever it means when you hear the word green energy, renewable energy, it is not there yet. Now, maybe someday it will be, but I don't care about, you know, well, generally, yes, I do care about the future, but I don't care about the fact that it's not there yet. I believe that it potentially could. I mean, who could have ever imagined that we'd walk around with a smartphone in our hands that has more computing power than John Glenn did when he took off? Does anybody even know who John Glenn is? just asking. So I think that right now, this summer, right now, is the quiet before a really big storm. Even though gas prices are dropping, now I don't know whether they're dropping where you live, but I heard this morning as I was doing a little extra show prep, I heard that someone had made a trip from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to somewhere in Indiana. And I don't remember the name of the little town in Indiana, but they were making this trip, and they had paid $4 or $5 a gallon for gas in Lancaster. They filled up somewhere in West Virginia and paid, I think, maybe $3 a gallon or $3.25 or something. And when they got to Indiana, they had paid, like, again, under $4, but like $3.99. So there was a wide array of gas prices that this individual was describing as he made this trip. But I think that so gas prices are all over the place. And gas prices are dropping right now because, well, summer's about over. Kids, you know, all these rugrats are going back to school. Parents are going back to work. And the demand for summer travel, that demand for gasoline is starting to drop off. But I also believe that, and I've experienced, I mean, I haven't personally experienced, but I've experienced it in that I have seen people do this, that I've heard them comment that they haven't filled their tank up completely because they can't afford that. And so they're putting just enough gas in so that they can get back and forth to work. That's called demand destruction. Because as the prices escalate so high, it reaches a tipping point where people can't afford the gas, so they start buying less and less gallons of gas. And that causes demand to drop, and therefore when demand drops, the price begins to drop. But I also think that's going to change. And it's going to change because the geopolitical earthquake that I think is coming is going to be a far greater order of magnitude than that we saw following the 2008 financial crash, which sparked what happened. What happened worldwide because of the 2008 financial crisis? You had the Occupy Wall Street movement. You had Arab Spring. You had the riots all across this country. So when you think about all of those things, what does that really mean for what's going to happen in the future? The gathering crisis could be more catastrophic than the oil shock of the 1970s. I'll explain why when we get back. Don't go away. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'll be right back.
Expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So the logistics are pretty easy. You just text the word Mike to 57739. You go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media and to stream us live. It's real easy to do. And I read every single text message. So anything that I comment about or talk about, you're free to question, comment, tell me what, what a dummy I am, or that was a brilliant statement, Michael. You can do any of those things. So let's talk about this geopolitical calamity that I... Happy Saturday, everybody. Let's talk about a calamity, right? But I think it's important to understand what I really think is going on worldwide. If you pay attention to what's going on in Sri Lanka, for example, in Sri Lanka they've decided that, you know, they wanted to go to all the clean energy, all the renewable energy, and they thought that... Now, and I've been to Sri Lanka, this little tiny couple of islands, and it's just... I don't know geographically how big it is, but it's certainly not the size of Texas. It may not even be the size of Colorado. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Maryland, but maybe it's larger than that. And they decided that one of the smart things to do was to keep farmers from using fertilizer, particularly nitrogen, because nitrogen, they believe, or at least the ruling elites believe, that nitrogen was harmful to the environment. Well, now, because they can't grow enough crops, because you do need fertilizer to do so, and actually fertilizer is a good thing. Fertilizer helps keep the enrichment in the soil. It keeps, you know, bugs and weeds and things away. There's nothing wrong with fertilizing. Not at all. Again, it's one of those technological advances that if that had existed, you know, 200 years ago, farming wouldn't have been quite so difficult. It's an example of how humankind, the brain of mankind develops, and we come up with new technologies that improve our lives, and nitrogen fertilizer is one of those. But Sri Lanka decides that it's awful. The same thing's happening in the Netherlands. In Holland, you've seen the riots in Sri Lanka because there's hunger. Farmers, 80 or 90% of farmland has been destroyed because of this stupid edict. Holland's doing the same thing. In the Netherlands, they're taking farmland out of production because they believe, and think how stupid this is, that there's too much nitrogen, which is putting too much pollutant in the air, so they want to eliminate farming with nitrogen. And now you have farmers... Well, they haven't rioted in the Netherlands yet, but you have them protesting because they understand exactly that their country's going to go hungry. Then you think about what's happening in Ukraine. All of the grain that supplies most of Africa and the Middle East and other places has been shut off because of that war. Carnage is arriving in the developing world. You got power outages in Cuba, South Africa. You got rolling power outages in Texas, in California, in the United States. But the West is not going to escape this Armageddon. We're not going to escape this. In fact, in many ways, it looks like the epicenter is going to be in Western civilization, primarily in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Western Europe. You see, because in Europe and in America, this technocratic elite system that's built on this mythology and complacency is just crumbling. Its founding fable, which prophesied the nation states and, you know, their glorious enmeshment in world government supply change, how's that working out? How's world government working out for you? Well, in those areas where either the World Economic Forum or the United Nations is dictating what's going to be done in certain countries, it's turning those places into asshole countries. What about supply chains? And if you understand what's actually going on in China, forget what China's blustering is all about. China's blustering and China's economic problems make our economic problems look like a cakewalk. And then you think about Ukraine. For all of the attempts that are out there to paint Ukraine as some sort of black swan event, a spike in basic commodity prices in a volatile world was easily predictable. And yet people are left wondering why leaders have failed to make contingency plans, given that they sit on vast untapped reserves of gas, of oil, of coal. The European Union was just absolutely supine in the face of Putin's bid to keep the region's market divided and to dominate its more compromised powers. Germany, the industrial force of Western Europe, is about to just fall down on its knees. There, at the same time that Germany has shut down its nuclear power plants and is trying to get back to them or to restart their coal plants, all the greeny weenies are telling them, no, you can't do that. What kind of world do the greeny weenies want to live in? I don't want to live in a nasty, industrialized society where we can't have clean air and clean water, but look around you. Look at how the Great Lakes have been cleaned up. Here in Denver, where I broadcast from, it used to be that I couldn't see Pike's Peak from, you know, where these studios are in the tech center in Denver, Colorado, the 50 miles south of here, to see the top of Pike's Peak. Because, well, and sometimes you still can't see it, but that's because of weather inversions that trap particulates in the air when this, you know, warmer air seeps over and traps, or the cold air seeps over and traps the warm air close to the ground. But on clear days, which are more often than not, I can see Pike's Peak all the time now. It's proof to me that we've made advances in technology to clean up pollution and that all these fossil fuels are not as bad as we think that they are. Yet everyone seems to be afraid of them. There are several countries that I think we might see the first signs of resulting populist revolt. And the Germans are one of the first places I think we might see it. The Germans are going to have to swallow national humiliation along with higher energy bills as Chancellor Scholz and other political leaders are actually taunted on the world stage for their naive bid to prioritize economic harmony and trade links over national security. Some analysts, France, which is no stranger at all to protests, could be the first in Europe to experience blackouts despite its sizable nuclear industry. But I think it's Britain where things are truly going to blow up. Because Europe, the tinderbox of Europe, really might be the United Kingdom. So they don't have a prime minister right now, at least they've got a lame duck prime minister. But Britain's consumers are going to be clobbered harder than almost all other consumers around the world. They already have the highest inflation of all the G7 countries. But there's a succession of fatal policy mistakes. They've closed gas storage facilities. Now, why would you close a gas storage facility? They're not exploiting their own domestic oil and gas reserves. That means they will remain unnecessarily vulnerable to sky-high international energy prices for years to come, with all the pain that that's going to bring to consumers. It's happening here, but just like Europe, having a huge supply of domestic oil and gas, we do too. But I don't think that we will, because Europe's just smaller and more compact. I mean, the UK is much smaller and more compact. That I think the price hikes there will be felt more intensely than they will here, for the very simple that our prices run the gamut of almost back to normal, not quite, but almost back to normal, meaning pre-Biden, still paying high prices on the West Coast and the East Coast, I get that. But we still have enough production in this country that if we wanted to increase that production beyond what it is today, we could do that by a president that would simply come out and say, let's get busy and start drilling. But whether they will, I don't know. A civil disobedience movement inspired by a poll tax revolt in the United Kingdom has really been launched. We don't hear much about it in the United States, but there's a thing called the Don't Pay campaign, which is urging Brits to join a mass non-payment strike when the energy price cap is raised in October, and that has gained thousands, close to millions of online supporters. Now, I know signing something online doesn't really have an impact, but it's a good indicator of people who are really starting to get pissed off. And if this movement does take off, what will the political leaders in the United Kingdom do about it? Such is the scale of the coming price rises that millions may simply be unable to pay their bills. You think about all the pensioners. You think about all those on fixed incomes in this country, that if they have a spike in gas and oil prices, because winter's coming on sooner than we think, and if it is a harsh winter, people won't be able to heat their homes. They won't be able to get the food that they need to eat. Now, this may sound like a really grim prognosis, but particularly in Britain, if it doesn't feel as if they've just entered the final acts of some sort of economic system that has patently failed, I think the same thing is true in this country. I think one of the reasons that Biden's poll numbers are so low is that people have now, both Democrats and a lot of unaffiliated or independent voters, have now seen, we've now all seen, what this green new energy economy does to an economy that's based on fossil fuels that is not yet ready to make a transition. Because remember, that's the president, that's all the president keeps telling us, is that we're just in this transition. We're not ready for that. We're not ready for the transition. And again, I've got to emphasize, I'm not opposed to a transition, but let the marketplace drive that transition, and let technological advances drive that transition. When you have government mandating fuel, you know, fuel standards for automobiles, or in California that no internal combustion engine can be sold after a certain year, or you're going to mandate all, you know, certain, like in Colorado, where they're going to mandate a certain number of electric vehicles be sold. Well, okay, great. Where's the electricity coming for all those new EVs that are going to be on the highway? Sri Lanka, Europe, Ukraine, Taiwan, China, the United States, all of these economies are just tottering, teetering. Could go this way or could go that way, seesawing back and forth. And it's all because of energy. It goes back to the point I made at the very beginning of this hour. Every single thing that we do that allows us to have the standard of living that we enjoy today is simply and primarily because of abundant, cheap energy sources. If, say, 100 years from now, or I don't know, 50 years from now, if all these green renewable energy sources can provide us the same kind of cheap energy source that gives us the kind of standard of living and the kind of national security that we need, that's fantastic. I'm all for that. But I don't want it forced on us. Because when you see it forced on us, you see what it does. It makes us weak. It costs us out the wazoo. And it causes economic and political upheavals that I don't think that the elites really want to see come to fruition. Because I think people have reached their limit, and they've said enough is enough. And you add on that hunger, that really becomes dangerous. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You text the word Mike to 57739. Comment, question, whatever it is you want to tell me, text that word Mike to 57739. Or get to the website, The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can stream us live there, and you can follow me on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. It's all right there at The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground. and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers, combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody listening all over the country today. It'd be interesting. I'd be curious where a lot of you are listening from, so feel free to text the word Mike to 57739 and let me know where you're listening. I'd like to get a feel for the audience to see, because I know we go from coast to coast and we're on more than 300 stations around the country, but I'd be curious where a lot of you are listening. I want to go to the text messages, because the text messages fit in with a lot of the points that I've been trying to make. For example, here's what I do during the week. We're all goobers, right? We're all just a bunch of goobers. So what I do is I refer to goobers by the last four digits of their phone numbers. So, for example, goober number 8879 texted me and said, Mike, you are literally saying how clean energy initiatives have improved our air quality. We have switched to greener initiatives, especially in Colorado, and the air has improved. Without the EPA, you would not see Pike's Peak. You're so close to getting it. You're just so close. No, I get it. And I think you're so close to getting it. It proves my point about new technologies. We still drive predominantly internal combustion engines in this state, in the state of Colorado. But the primary pollutant that we have in Colorado are particulates in the air. Because we used to use sand. Anytime we had an ice storm or a snowstorm, we'd see all the plows out there throwing sand onto the highways. And then that sand, after the snow melts, the ice melts, then that sand would get crushed up by tires all the time, and that would just throw all these particulates into the air. Well, we quit doing that. I shouldn't say we quit doing it in total, but we've generally quit doing it. And we now use different things to clear the highways. But more importantly, it is the technology in cars, it is the technology in the internal combustion engine that has made them themselves cleaner, and that has done a lot to clean up the air. We don't have in Colorado much initiative or reason to use public transportation. It's just not very effective. But I will say this about public transportation in Colorado, as much as I hate our regional transportation district and as much tomfoolery as I think they're engaged in, they have switched most, if not all, of their buses to clean burning natural gas, a fossil fuel, but a fossil fuel that burns cleanly. You see, we still rely on fossil fuels for our predominant way of life, even in Colorado. Mike, Uber number 5692, texts this. Here's my question to all these Green New Deal people. How does reducing carbon create a CO2, create a green earth? The last time I checked, don't trees and plants need CO2 to grow and thrive, and then they produce oxygen for us to live? Isn't that the life cycle? Why are we so hell-bent on eliminating CO2? I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know why, when we're actually in terms of geoglacial timelines, we're actually in a cooling period. Let's assume for a moment that we're in a warming period because it's hot outside. Everybody makes the assumption because it's hot outside that we're facing global warming. Well, why is Greenland named Greenland? Because at one time, it wasn't covered with snow and ice. It was a lush, green place where crops could be grown. If you could move the growing season a little further north and make it a little longer, we would expand the breadbasket and even feed even more people. You see, the Earth's cycles are going to change, and we can't really do much, if anything, about it. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow us on social media. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Conservative activists from America and nations around the world are gathering in Dallas today as CPAC 2022 continues. Former President Trump slated to address a convention later today. This attendee now lives in Oklahoma, but he's originally from Canada, and he's warning that America needs to guard against the erosion of rights taking place in his home country.
Canada is going full socialism, authoritarian, fascism, communism, whatever you want to call it, and the people have given it up in Canada freely. So it's not like Trudeau took it. People gave it to him, and he's not giving it back. So we love it here at CPAC. It's incredible, and we're fighting for freedoms.
The annual CPAC conference wraps up this evening. In eastern Kentucky, a slow cleanup and recovery is underway after flash flooding at the end of July. Jay Dollarhide says that what they lack there in visible wealth, they have as a strong community and family ties.
We may not have all the shopping centers. We may not have all these big jobs and factories and everything else. But what we lack with money, you know, we're rich with friendship and family and just the community that we live in. I mean, that's what's important.
The Indiana House has passed a sweeping pro-life bill.
House members advanced the bill 62-38 with exceptions, including in cases of rape and incest, and to protect the life and physical health of the mother. If the Senate approves the bill as is, Indiana lawmakers will become the first in the nation to pass new legislation restricting access to abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in June that overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that made the procedure legal nationwide. Republican Representative Wendy McNamara of Evansville, who sponsored the bill, says the legislation makes Indiana one of the most pro-life states in the nation. Keith Peters reporting.
More from townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Hourly workers still have leverage as U.S. hiring booms.
As inflation skyrockets, hourly workers keep changing jobs in pursuit of higher wages. And with unemployment still near a 50-year low, experts say that option is likely to remain for the near future. A new Pew Research Center survey shows about 1 in 5 workers say they're very or somewhat likely to look for a new job in the next 6 months. But for many at the lower end of the pay scale, inflation has already eaten into or erased any pay gains. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Lisa Dwyer reports travelers have been hit with flight cancellations.
Travelers have been hit with widespread cancellations and delays this summer. Travel bounced back faster than expected to about 88% of pre-pandemic levels in July, and airlines weren't able to increase staffing fast enough. They have been cutting back on schedules in an attempt to make remaining flights more reliable.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Alex Jones has been ordered to pay $49.3 million for his lies about the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered by a Texas jury to pay $49.3 million in total damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones falsely called the attack a hoax, saying it was orchestrated by the government to tighten U.S. gun laws. The jury award came in the final phase of a two-week trial, adding $45.2 million in punitive damages to the $4.1 million in compensatory damages Jones was ordered to pay Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, the couple whose six-year-old son Jesse Lewis was among 19 children and six educators killed in the classroom shooting, had sought $150 million. I'm Mike Gracia.
To end the week on Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 76 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face to face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Here are the logistics for the program. They're pretty easy to follow. We kind of dumb them down for all of us because, you know, we're all just a bunch of goobers that live in the country that we're ruled by. Someone said, quit using the word elite because they're anything but elite. Well, they think they're elite, and if they think they're elite, well, then they must be elite because they keep telling us what to do. Leave us alone. Just go away. You know how much better off we'd be without the federal government telling us and intruding into every aspect of our life? It might actually be kind of fascinating to see how well we could get along without them. Because I actually think that we could. In fact, I'm convinced that we could. There was a TikTok. Now, for those, let me do the logistics first. Let me get that out of the way. So, if you want to communicate with the program, if you want to send me a message, it's real easy to do. You just text the word Mike to 57739. Text the word Mike to 57739. Open up that smartphone or dumb phone. Type in the phone number 57739. And in the body of your message, just begin it with Mike, and then that way I can do a word search to find those of you who send me a text message. So text the word Mike to 57739. You want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, that's real easy to do. You go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You can also find the podcast on that page, too. So theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com for social media, streaming us live, getting the podcast, all of that. I was walking my dog today, and this morning as I was doing it before I came into the studio, and I was just kind of, you know, she was stopping to do her job, so I pulled my phone out because we're all afflicted with ADHD, so I had to pull my phone out just to see, you know, if there are any headlines or breaking news stories or anything, and instead I get a friend of mine who has sent me a TikTok. Now, I'm not on TikTok, so I don't really pay attention to much of anything that goes on at TikTok. And if you do, that's fantastic, but I don't. But on this one particular TikTok, which for those of you who don't know what TikTok is, it's this Chinese communist government-owned app where they pretty much, Joe Rogan did on his podcast recently. He read through the terms of service of TikTok. And the data that they collect is overwhelming. They collect even keystrokes on your phone. And, of course, it's owned by the Chinese communists, so, who cares about that? They're just monitoring. If your rugrats are on TikTok, they're monitoring every single thing that they do. And, of course, they're mining all of that data to figure out, you know, who do we have to worry about if we ever invade the country or not. It's just mind-boggling. But I'm primarily not on TikTok because it's owned by the communists of China, and I just don't want them collecting my keystrokes on my phone. So he sent me, via text message, a TikTok that I listened to. And I was struck by the stupidity, or as I call it on my local program, the dumbassery of this particular TikTok. Now, normally, you would have to go into probably decades of debt, earning some sort of advanced degree in the liberal arts to attain the access to the arcane knowledge that is generated by the dumbasses of political correctness that you can find on TikTok. But thanks to this one website called The Libs of TikTok, us peons that don't want to participate in TikTok can catch glimpses into the realm of our intellectual overlords. So in this video that you're about to hear, this woman explains to us that white people cannot achieve exalted non-binary status. Now, we'll talk about binary in the gender context in just a moment. But in this video, we learn that white people, now that just seems racist inherently to in and of itself, that white people cannot achieve exalted non-binary status because we are all hateful of lower races. Now, that's what she says, not me. A lower race? I thought all races, in fact, I thought all men, meaning all humans, were created equal. I mean, I sincerely believe that, not just because that might be in our founding documents, but I believe it because my faith tells me that God created all of us in his image and that we are all equal. We all have different talents. We all have different skills. We all have different abilities. But in our core, at our core, we are all created equal, regardless of our race, and as I'll explain in a minute, regardless of what you might think about non-binary genderism. So I want you to hear this TikTok. But the one thing that you cannot see is that she does not use the word white. Instead, every time that she might insert the word white or white race or Caucasian, instead, she flips up and holds a folded piece of white copy machine or printer paper, folded into a nice little rectangle. That is that she doesn't say the word white. She just shows us that word.
I don't really believe that you could be a non-binary. Something about it doesn't make sense to me. How are you going to be a non-binary, but it's people who invented the gender binary, it's people who uphold the gender binary, it's people who spread the gender binary around the world to justify the oppression of black and brown people globally. It's something about that doesn't make sense. Like, how are people going to opt out of the gender binary? Meanwhile, you're seeing cis black women being pushed out of, you know, sporting events and stuff like that because their testosterone is too high. But we get to have people who the gender binary has done nothing but serve tell us that they want to opt out, and they're not dismantling the gender binary. It don't make sense.
It don't make sense. White people cannot be non-binary because it's white supremacy that upholds the oppressive gender binary. Got it? If you're a white person listening to the program today, you cannot be non-binary because you're white. And it is white supremacy that upholds the oppressive gender binary. Man, I'm confused. I just can't keep up with all this stuff. And also, and again, let me describe that you can't see it, but every time she was going to use the word white or Caucasian, she flipped up a piece of white paper because apparently the word white is now regarded as unspeakable. Well, now that she has plumbed the depths of intersectionality, I think she might want to go back to first grade and learn how to actually conjugate a verb. No longer incarcerating the unreachably insane the way we did in more sensible times has made the streets simply more dangerous and the universities more dangerous still. Because this woman, as a professor, is telling us that white people can't be non-binary because it's white supremacy that upholds the oppressive gender binary. Is it really? Is it really white people that uphold the oppressive gender binary, or is it biology? Is it simply biology that upholds that? I have a test. You ready for the test? This is your Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning test. When it comes to being non-binary, you know, male versus female, or whatever else it is, does that apply to anything other than humans? Because biologically, when I think about the animal kingdom, mammals, we're not going to apply it to insects, we're not going to apply it to amoebas, but let's apply it to the mammalian world, the world of mammals. Lions, tigers, bears, giraffes, pigs, cows, chickens, not really mammals, but all of those mammals, we divide into male and female. Now, do we do that because of white supremacy, or do we do that because they have, well, you know, we lift them up and we check and we say, oh, you have that body part, so therefore you must be male. Or, oh, well, you have that body part, therefore you must be female. You see, in the animal kingdom, of which we're part of, we don't use this fake kind of nonsensical, non-binary concept, which resides solely where? Where does it reside? Again, let's go back to the test. If I give you a picture of, and I show you the genitalia of a tiger or a lion and a lioness, you're able to distinguish between the two of them because of their genitalia, right? And we think of cows and bulls. We think of mares and stallions. We do that with every mammal. We break them up into male and female because that is basic biology. If we apply that to mammals, and humans are mammals, then what is the construct of non-binary? Seriously, what is that construct? Because it cannot apply except where. Where would it apply? In the mind. So only in the mind of this woman who is claiming that white people can't be non-binary because it's white supremacy that upholds the oppressive gender binary, where does that reside in her? Because as I look at her, and, you know, please forgive me, but I'm making a judgment here. When I look at her, I perceive her to be female. Now, if she perceives herself to be something else other than what her genitalia is, then that's something in her mind. You see, we're creating these really bizarre mental gymnastics because we just simply don't want to admit that, well, indeed, in the animal kingdom, we have male and female. But when it comes to humans, in our minds, we have, well, just whatever you want to be. Just whatever you want to be. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just whatever you want to be. So let's just recognize that a lot of the dumbassery that we get fed and that in the universities are being taught to your kids that you're paying an outrageous amount of tuition for, they're being taught that if they're Caucasian, they cannot possibly be, even if it's in their minds, they can't possibly be non-binary because it is white supremacy that upholds the gender binary, the dual binary of male versus female. You see how difficult it is must be for a kid growing up today? Being told that, well, you understand that when you study biology, there's male and female, except when it comes to someone else's brain, some human's brain, then it doesn't exist. And oh, by the way, if you as a white person want to be non-binary, Well, you can't if you're a white person, because it's white supremacy that is upholding the oppressive gender binary. You got that? Got that? Do I need to write, do that slowly so you can write that down? Slowly? White people cannot be non-binary because it is white supremacy that is upholding the oppressive gender binary of male versus female. Let's go ask the lions, tigers, and bears, because, well, they're just lions, tigers, and bears, whether or not some bears are non-binary or not. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Write that down. Answer that question. Or better yet, when your rug rat comes home from college this weekend to have the laundry done or whatever, ask them. See what they say. Text the word Mike to 57739, Mike to 57739, or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bai. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at xreptheater.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At
Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Jeremiah, who's producing the program for me today back in Sherman Oaks, back in Los Angeles, told me during the breaks, he taught me something I didn't know. So let's go back to that video for a second. It was on TikTok, where she never used the word white. Now, because she was claiming that people who are white cannot claim to be non-binary because it is white supremacy that keeps the binary construct as the standard, I thought she was saying it, or she was using the white sheet of paper, because she did not want to use the word white. Well, Jeremiah tells me, this is what I love about having these young farts like Jeremiah explain to me that on TikTok, there are certain words and phrases that if you use, you can end up being shadow banned. And white happens to be one of those words. Now, what does it mean to be shadow banned? And I was laughing with Jeremiah because I would be shadow banned for just about anything I say. Once they figure out who I am, or once they figure out that, you know, well, he's a conservative talk show host, or once he figures out, you know, that I used to work for George W. Bush, whatever they might figure out about me, then they could pick any word. But here's how it works. And Jeremiah, if I'm explaining it wrong, tell me. But on TikTok or Twitter, because the same thing can happen on Twitter. Yeah, but on TikTok, you could use the word white. And if a bunch of people, a bunch of other accounts, are offended or don't like, or for whatever reason or no reason, can then flood your account with, you know, objections, or can flood TikTok with complaints about your account because of the use of that word, white, which I find fascinating, then you can become shadow banned. Now, what does shadow ban mean? That means that TikTok, just like Twitter or Facebook or anybody else, can shadow ban you. They can take the algorithms that your account is playing in, your account is playing within an algorithm, and that algorithm then would then push you down in other people's feeds so that they're less likely to see you. Now, they can also take the algorithm and they can actually ban you without technically banning you so that nobody ever sees what you post. So that's the extreme version of shadow banning. The same thing can happen on Twitter. If I tweet something out, because I'm not on TikTok, but if I tweet something out, And a whole bunch of people start complaining to Twitter about something that I tweeted, then Twitter has a couple of choices. They can suspend me temporarily from the Twitter platform, or they can decide that they want to shadow ban me, which means the algorithm then pushes me down so that my followers are less likely to see what I have to say. Same thing is true on Facebook. So that my feed, my tweet, or my Facebook post gets pushed down by the algorithm, so that people that follow me are less likely to see that because of the use of the algorithm. That's a great example of what I mean by the cabal. The cabal is this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, the dominant media, and the tech giants that can determine what you hear or what you don't hear, or what you read or what you don't read based upon the algorithms. So Jeremiah thinks I've learned something today, which actually makes the situation even worse. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. We're coming right back.
Expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X?
The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X Firearms Training System is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I was just reading through the text messages during the break. I appreciate everyone sending me a text message. It's easy to do. Just take your SMS service, whatever it might be, iMessage on your iPhone or whatever it is on Android, and just text the word Mike to 57739. The phone number is 57739. You text the word Mike in the body of the language, and you tell me what you want to say. Or you ask me a question. Tell me where you're listening. Whatever. Complaint, compliment, whatever it might be. Primarily complaints, I understand, but that's all right. No, really fascinating text messages today. I've tried to respond to a bunch of them, but I do read every single one of them. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Go to that webpage. On that webpage, if you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, you can do that there. And if you do follow me on Facebook, for example, we have a private group called Michael Brown Unplugged. You can go to that group, and we've got speaking of algorithms, we have an algorithm set up where if you've been on Facebook for, I think, at least 3 months, and you actually have to have a profile photo, you can get into that private group without an administrator having to let you in. And that's where all of the people that listen to the weekday show that I do in Denver from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 630 KHOW, you can join that group. And, of course, all of you that listen right here in Denver on Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk, you can join the group. And any of you listening around the country can join that group also. And it's a group where you can have conversations. You can also post things that oftentimes I end up using on air as show prep. So I get you guys to do some show prep for me. You can do the podcast there. You can stream us live. All of that's on theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So get to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, in what many have described as a political stunt, has been taking illegal immigrants from the Texas border, from these border towns in Texas, and he's been putting them on buses and having the buses drop them off in Washington, D.C., and somewhere in New York City. And I think while some can, I think, legitimately claim that it is a political stunt in the sense that it involves a political issue and it's something that is not a gimmick. I think if it was being done by the federal government, nobody would say it was a political stunt. So I don't think it is a political stunt. And here's the reason. The same government that is saying that this is a stunt was doing the same thing, except they were using airplanes. At taxpayer expense, once someone crossed the southern border, they crossed the Rio Grande, and they made it into one of the border cities on the Texas-Mexico border. They would process these illegal aliens. They would then give them a NTA, a notice to appear. And that meant they had to show up before an immigration judge at some date in the future. And I can tell you that date in the future is generally 1, 2, 3 years down the road, because the administrative law judges that act as immigration judges are completely overwhelmed. They have so many cases that they just can't possibly hear those cases in a timely manner. So the result is most of those illegal aliens never show up for these appearances. They never show up for these court hearings. So tell me, seriously tell me, I want you to think about this. What's the difference between the governor of Texas giving a migrant or an illegal alien or an illegal immigrant or whatever you want to refer to them as, what's the difference between the governor of Texas giving them a bus ride to Washington, D.C. or to New York City versus the president of the United States and the Department of Homeland Security giving them an airplane ride to Washington, D.C. or New York City? Well, I think there's a huge difference. I think there's a gigantic difference. There's two gigantic differences. One, have you ever ridden a bus all the way, say, from Corpus Christi, Texas, to Washington, D.C. Nah, I don't think I want to do that. The second difference is this. The people, these migrants, these illegal aliens, that the Biden administration would fly from Texas to New York were dropped off at the Westchester County Airport in Westchester County, New York, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then they would literally just let them off on the ramps. And then they would just take buses or cabs or whatever, maybe some who are savvy enough would take an Uber, and they would just disappear, as they like to say on the other side of the political aisle, they would just disappear into the shadows. And nobody ever covered it. If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to listen, does the tree make any noise? Well, if an illegal alien is dropped off at 4 o'clock in the morning and there's not a TV camera there to cover it, do they really show up? Or is all that a figment of our imagination? It is not a stunt. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, often referred to as Kareem Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, I really feel sorry for her. I'm not kidding here. I'm being serious as a heart attack. I honestly feel sorry for this young lady. And you know why? She is so far out of her league. She is so far out of her depth of expertise that I think it is cruel and unusual punishment for the president to keep her as the White House spokesperson, as the White House press secretary. I'll explain in a minute why I think she's there temporarily, and she's about to be shown the exit door, or at least given a different position within the administration. I'll explain why I think that's happening in a minute. But let's stay focused on the stunt, because she thinks that busing illegal immigrants to cities is a stunt.
Governor Abbott of Texas said today he started sending busloads of migrants to New York in an effort to share responsibility with other states. Does the White House have a reaction to that?
So
the question is, so Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has started sending these migrants to other cities to help share the cost of all these people flooding the southern border. It's an excellent question, and it's a legitimate question. And I think that what Governor Abbott is doing is he's trying to help the people of these border cities who are truly overwhelmed by this, completely overwhelmed by it. But nobody cares because the dominant media doesn't go to the border towns to look at what's really happening in those places. So that's the question. Here's the answer.
You know, it's the latest stunt from the governor. Another stunt of busing desperate migrants across the country. And he's using them as a political as a political ploy. I mean, this is what he's been doing, and it's shameful. And I've said this before. I was asked this last week, and it's costing the state of Texas $1.5 million.
It's costing the state of Texas $1.5 million. Why does she care what it's costing the state of Texas? So she thinks it's a stunt. Do you know what it's costing the state of Texas in terms of the pressure on their medical system? So there was a story recently on one of the cable news shows that was talking to EMTs. And the EMTs were saying that the citizens of that town, where they were being interviewed, are often transported to other towns further away from the border because the border towns, those hospitals are so flooded with people who are sick from other countries who came here illegally that they can't handle their own citizens. So imagine whatever town you live in. I don't care where it is. I don't care whether, because we've reached the point in this country where every town in this nation is a border town. Every single one. So wherever you are listening right now, you have a heart attack. You have an appendicitis attack. or you've fallen and you've broken a hip, you've broken your leg, you've broken an arm, for whatever reason, you need to go to the ER in your town. And the EMTs, you call 911, and the ambulance shows up, and they tell you, well, we can't take you locally. We have to drive you, I don't know, 35, 45, 50 miles away to the town, you know, next to your town, because your town is full of illegal aliens who are sick because that's where they went. I think you'd be upset. And if you're not upset, perhaps you need to check your temperature because you're not paying attention. It's costing those towns in terms of flooding their school system. If they stay in those towns and they have children, if they come with one or two kids, now those kids have to flood into those schools, and now you have to hire additional teachers. You've got to put up additional temporary classrooms. You've got to do all sorts of things to house the increased population from illegal immigration, and nobody cares. Because it doesn't happen. This is all a figment of our imagination. No, it is not a political stunt. It's a real-world thing happening. But it's not reported in the media, and I want to explain why. The late, great Rush Limbaugh had something he referred to as the Limbaugh Theorem. And the theorem went something like this. That if the media doesn't cover something, or the President of the United States, or the Secretary of State, or the Secretary of Homeland Security, or the Vice President, a major well-known political figure, as long as they don't go to the scene of the crime, as long as they don't go to the southern border, as long as they don't go to Minneapolis, or they don't go to Ferguson, Missouri. They don't go to wherever a riot has broken out. They don't go to Portland. They don't go to Seattle. They don't go to downtown Denver. As long as they don't go there, then the media is not going to go there. But if, say, Kamala Harris were to go to, I don't care, Denver, go to your city, wherever it might be, the press is going to be in tow. And so they're going to cover whatever it is that she's doing there, because that is a media event. So one day I was on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, and I don't even remember what the question was, but I simply answered, well, it's because of the Limbaugh Theorem, because, you know, the president is not going to go wherever Neil was asking me about, because if the president goes to this particular place, then the media is going to follow along, and it's going to become a huge news story, and they don't want it to be a huge news story, so that the president's not going to go there. The vice president's not going to go there. The secretary of state, the secretary of homeland security's not going to go there because of the Limbaugh theorem. And of course, one of Rush's producers happened to be hearing the Cavuto show that day, and he grabbed that soundbite, and Rush played me on the air. Look, Brownie understands the Limbaugh theorem. Well, this is the Limbaugh theorem in practice. Why do you think they drop people off at 4 a.m. in Westchester County, New York? Because they knew that nobody would cover it. Now, when Greg Abbott says to the entire world, I'm going to send these illegal aliens to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to make sure the bus stops at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or to New York City, and I'm going to make sure that they're dropped off at a place in New York City at a certain time, in a certain place, the media is going to cover that. And they did. And it drives people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar crazy, because now she's getting asked about it, so she has to claim that it's a stunt. It is not a stunt. It is proof. It is proof positive that every nation, every city in this nation has become a border nation. Now, when we get back, let's talk about what Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., asked, and what Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, said, because if you think that we're really kind of in a upside-down, wacko world, what I will tell you next proves that. text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me there on social media. Stream us live there. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have everybody with me. I appreciate everybody spending some time over the weekend with me on the air. I love the text messages. You guys have sent some really fantastic text messages. Text the word Mike to 57739, or you can go on the website, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and I just, you know, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram. You know, Twitter is kind of interesting. I know a lot of people don't like Twitter, but if you learn to manage Twitter, it's actually a fairly good social media platform. And I like it because I get it organized like an old-time newswire. And oftentimes I get into fights with people. I don't know. I don't understand why I get in fights. I never say anything controversial, but I don't know. People come at me sometimes. And you would enjoy that. You don't have to engage in it, but you can watch the fight. You can make it a spectator sport and watch the fight from afar. And you can also follow me on Instagram, which is at Michael D. Brown. And I ask people to follow me on Instagram because my Instagram account is primarily personal. And even though I open it up, it's not a private account. It's open. And I just think that's important so that if you are a listener of this program, you can know a little bit about my personal life that I choose to share with people, so that you can know more about the crazy guy behind the microphone. So as I said before we took the break, the Limbaugh theorem is what's at work here. Because nobody wants to go to the southern border. Nobody wants to show that since Biden took office, by the time we get to the end of this calendar year, some 3 million people will have crossed the border into this country. Now, I feel like I have to put a caveat here that says that I personally absolutely and unequivocally support legal immigration into this country. I think legal immigration, people who come here with the attitude and the wherewithal and the means to support themselves and to become great citizens of this country, I mean, I think we wouldn't be where we are today without people who have immigrated to this country and built incredible businesses and by incredible businesses, I don't necessarily mean a Fortune 100 company. I'm talking about a small business in your community that employs, you know, 4 or 5 people and provides a great service or a great product. Though legal immigration is incredibly important to this country, but illegal immigration is destroying this country. The reason that Limbaugh theorem applies to the southern border is that then you would have to analyze who it is that's coming here. What's happening with sex trafficking? What's happening with the fentanyl crisis? What's happening with the cartels? What's happening with the human trafficking? All of that's taking place right under the noses of law enforcement within Homeland Security, and nobody does anything. So Greg Abbott circumvents the Limbaugh theorem. So instead of the media coming to him and seeing what's going on, he takes the story to the media and drops people off in downtown district, in the District of Columbia. And Muriel Bowser becomes outraged about it because it's costing her town money. Oh, well, what do you think it's doing to the towns in Texas? Exactly the same thing. It's doing exactly the same thing. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.